When he has tried me, Job said, I will come forth as gold. There is no purity like the purity of gold that has been placed in the fire. And God in these days with his church is placing her in the fire of his wisdom. Time and time again he allows in his wisdom what he could easily prevent by his power. And the wisdom is the power and the fire of God to burn the dross up in our lives, because gold cannot have impurities. It's got to be purged of those impurities. And the way that he does that is by allowing acute circumstances into our lives and taking us through dark, dark valleys where we discover that he is enough, that we actually need nothing else but him. And he will burn away every prop that we have leant upon in order to make us lean solely on the Beloved. And so we see at the end of the Song of Songs the question being raised, who is this coming up from the wilderness leaning on the Beloved? The whole purpose of testing and trial and heat and fire is that we might lean on the Beloved in such a way that we have no other support at all but him. And when we do that, two things happen. He is our all-sufficiency, and we know it. And we reach that place of union with him, where we no longer have thoughts of our own, but our thoughts are his thoughts, and our breath is his breath, and we are united. It's the consummation of his plan for us.